Does that sound good?
Great.
So, Paul, would you like to add anything, or we could provide you relief?
No, I think I'm fine. Thank you.
I think you and your team, with Christoph and others who participated in that, really did a wonderful job.
I consider this a living document. This document is going to evolve over time, and we'll be adding more and more data, and fine-tuning our tasks accordingly as new knowledge and new insights are gathered. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thanks for all the hard work.
Mr. Chairman, just briefly, there are a number of different criteria for each college in some of our universities, yes?
Yes.
So assume we get some kind of a study that gives us a criteria for selection of students that is in addition to SATs and the other business. How are we going to apply that from college to college? You know, it seems to me we got a bunch of criteria for each college is what I'm saying.
And I think we're freeing up the colleges to move away from the stringent requirement that the board placed on them to tie admissions to these areas that may not be applicable for the college. But I assume it'll continue to be a college by college decision, and somehow we'll see those criteria at that level. Is that consistent with your hopes?
I think that's fine, so long as everybody plays by the same rules.
I think there'll be subtleties and nuances with everybody's decisions. I assume engineering will have a higher math score perhaps than some other group, but I think in the end our goals about who we want the university to serve will need to be reflected in those criteria.
Good. Okay.
Okay. So I think what would be great now is if we went back into executive session, finished off some of the business that we didn't get to this morning. And in order to do that, it would be great to have a motion to go into executive session to discuss university employment or appointment related matters pending probable or imminent litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the university.
So moved.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Susan, the board is gonna move to room 213, which is down the hall and to the right. Thank you. I think everybody knows a couple of years ago, the board set aside a quarter of a percent of all construction so that we could incorporate the arts into our architecture and the experience of all of the students who pass through the halls that we build and that we're responsible for. We think the arts are of critical importance to the learning experience, and not only at the university but for the rest of each of our lives. And exposure at the college level can help people embrace that concept forevermore, and we want to encourage it. As part of that dedication, we've decided to allocate some of the time at the board meetings for the arts as well. And for some board members, they claim that that's the best part of the entire meeting. So, anyways, today we have the UIC Choir, directed by Dr. Michael Anderson. Dr. Anderson is the director of choral and vocal studies in the Department of Theater and Music here on the Chicago campus. The UIC Choir will be performing She Walks in Beauty, text by Lord Byron, music by David Foltz, and Ain't of That Good News by William Dawson. Thank you.
To that church.